Hey guys, welcome to Debunked, our podcast where we debunk and discuss quite literally everything about anything. My name is Soma and I'll be your host today along with...
I'm Marsh.
And without further ado, let's begin. Today, we're going to be looking at the wildfires that have been running rampant across the West Coast. We'll be breaking down everything from gender reveal fires to hellish orange skies. The environmental effects of these wildfires are disastrous and are a stark warning towards climate change. We'll be discussing everything right here.
Really quickly, though, before we get into our episode, be sure to drop us a like and follow us for future content like this. Give us a review so that we can better our content for you.
So, first and foremost, when we are talking about these West Coast fires, we need to acknowledge how big they have been, like the scale to which they have been, you know, spread across the entirety of the West Coast is quite large. And me had been a resident here in California for a little over a year, I get the sense that these wildfires are getting progressively worse year by year. I wasn't here for wildfire season last year, but from what I read in news reports, they weren't exactly as big, especially now. Like, I heard there was a wildfire like a couple of miles away from where my home is, but luckily there was like a mountain between us and like a very hilly area over which the wildfire couldn't climb and descend onto us with. But the air quality did get pretty bad. This past week it was, you know, bad enough for you not to get out. You just smell something burning in the air just everywhere. And hellish orange skies, obviously, this Monday. That was pretty weird. All of this in general is just, you know, it's not exactly something new. And this is something that people have predicted in the past. It's just that now that we're actually seeing it, we're realizing its full potential. And, you know, if we don't do anything to combat this, or if we don't, you know, fix our ways in terms of how we're producing emissions and, you know, contributing to climate change, everything could get a lot worse. So having said all of that, what do you think the wildfire's large reaching implications are? Kailash?
So more or less, I think that the wildfires are kind of like a wake up call, because, you know, most moderates are like, they think climate change is just like an issue that needs to be confronted, but like they don't actually see just how severe it's already gotten. Like, we should have taken action decades ago. But now that people see these wildfires and just how much they're burning and like the intensity with which they're spreading, I think it's more like a call to action. And it like shows that this is just the beginning effect and it's just going to get much worse from here.
Yeah, I mean, this whole thing is being treated like a political issue by many politicians and the general populace too, rather than an existential issue where our actions are directly, you know, impacting the survival or like the chances of survival for a lot of other species, including our own. You know, we're gonna lower it by a lot. So having had assessed how large this could go, what do you think is up with these orange skies? Obviously, the science behind it says that there are smoke particles up in the atmosphere that are, you know, just the right size to end up blocking out blue light from coming in. And because the only type of light left in the visible spectrum, or its complementary color, orange, is what the sky was colored. So red and yellow light were able to make it through, essentially, and just made the sky look orange and hellish. Obviously, it wasn't as bad as where I'm, I mean, it wasn't as bad here in the Bay Area as it was in Oregon. You know, Oregon was just, it was nuts. Like, Oregon's orange skies were much, much more bright, very, very, very dark. You know, the sun was completely blocked out. For us here, it was more of like an orange tint, bordering on something of a completely orange sky. So yeah, I mean, it's pretty bad enough that these fires are going on. These orange skies just add to the effect and just, you know, show how dystopian our world could look if things like these continue on. Because it was a pretty dystopian look, right? Like, from what you read on the news reports. And
It looks like something out of a movie, but it's what's happening right now.
yeah, like absolutely just horrifying to look at, especially because like I had to be up early in the morning and like I was obviously taking Zoom classes from school, and just and my desk right now is concurrently facing a window. This is the desk I sit on every time, and you know, just looking at an orange sky right here in the background while I'm taking a class, just not very soothing. You know, it's always in the back of your mind, very distressing thing to look at. It's unnatural. I mean, obviously, orange skies weren't the only implications of this. Because of these forest fires on the West Coast, a lot of birds and animals have had to force migrate out of here, right? Because, and the bad thing about this is that the coasts, the east and the west coast, coastal areas in general are more plentiful in terms of food resources, and you know, they provide very particular types of food for very particular types of animals that have been accustomed to this environment. When animals are now forced to migrate toward the inland, where the resources they need to survive are much more scarce, you see a lot of them die out. Like, I think I read a news article a couple of days ago where people were investigating just birds dropping out of the sky dead in New Mexico as they were forced to migrate from California. Very, very scary. Again, very disturbing. Just something you'd see in a sci-fi movie where it's just randomly dropping out of the sky.
And there were some people like saying, oh, climate change isn't going to be that bad. Some people are just like hyping this up for their own benefit. But like this completely disproves that it's actually worse than what people expected for this stage.
Yeah, I mean, many people just look at climate change as some small minor issue which humans will be able to, you know, survive. And I'm not denying the plausibility of that. Of course we will, but like in the great numbers we want without, you know, suffering repercussions, I don't think so. And these are just a few warnings that nature is giving us that this thing is getting out of hand and very, very bad. I mean, I feel like that's a pretty good note to end the topic of orange skies and just the effects of nature that, I mean, the repercussions that nature is showing us we're dealing with. But let's talk about something more interesting. There have been memes circulating around gender reveal fires. I mean, that the gender reveal there, and it for context, those of you who don't know, apparently there was a gender reveal fire somewhere in California where essentially, a gender reveal party prompted a forest fire and it got way out of hand. I mean, what is up with that? That's so weird. I feel like gender reveal parties are eccentric in nature. Like, it's very, I don't know, it's unnecessary. And something like that prompting something as bad as a forest fire is just very, very bizarre to hear about. What do you think, Kailash?
Yeah, I think it's kind of a relic of a bygone era. And I mean, this just also speaks to the carelessness of some people. like they didn't take the proper precautions that would have stopped something like this from happening. And the fact that it got so massive is just like a reminder of the negligence of some people and how their individual actions affect many people, you know?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, this one small party, though on the outside may seem seemingly harmless, you know, its effect can end up snowballing. Like they started a small fire, which got bigger and bigger and turned into this huge forest fire, among other forest fires that are contributing to just horrible climate on the west coast over here. I think the air quality too over here, like you could just detect that there is something wrong. There's smoke in the air. There's many particles that are just floating around. It was like unsafe for us to get out of home a couple of days ago. And to think that something like a gender reveal party, something so frivolous, could contribute to something this big is just mind blowing. It really puts things into perspective in some sense.
I mean, but the one good thing is that because of coronavirus, people are already wearing masks. So, like, that was an added benefit of it. Because, you know, people in like places like China, they already wear masks during certain
For
times of
small,
the year
yeah.
due
That's
to
not a
pollution. But
benefit. I feel like that was just luck. It's not a benefit of the forest fire, is not what you're saying, right? You're
no,
saying
I
that
mean,
people already had masks, so they had the necessary protection from this in terms of air particles.
for the air quality at least.
Yeah,
Not
okay.
that we had to go through this, but
Yeah, I mean that definitely, yeah, I concur with that. That is something that is very fortunate for some people. But then again, there are people who don't wear masks over here, so I'm not gonna get into that debate. That's for a
whole
COVID
nother
update
episode.
episode. But
Yeah.
yeah, so I mean, other than that, I feel like one major thing we need to discuss, however, is just rumors going on about these West Coast fires. I know a very big podcaster, Joe Rogan. He ended up fleshing out this conspiracy theory that has not been proven. It's been debunked actually by many other people, and including many science magazines, that these West Coast fires in Oregon are starting because of radical leftist protesters. Like, what? I mean, I can comprehend that there are rioters among certain very radical protesters, but starting forest fires is something completely different. Accusing people like protesters of starting forest fires for something, I mean, what is what why would a protester do that in the first place? To think about it, such a conspiracy theory, you might as well try and make it plausible, or at least think about what you're saying. Why would anybody start a fire
I mean, I think this
as
is
a sign
some.
of protest?
I mean, I think this is some like ex this is an example of precisely what allows conspiracy theories to spread. Like people feel afraid, and they want something to explain why they're afraid. And people who aren't that educated about these issues, they'll just believe whatever, you know, their favorite, you know, news anchor or whatever they say. And when somebody else up telling them a falsehood, they end up believing it because it's the only thing that comforts them. Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, this is if you talk about it in terms of just appeal in rhetoric, you see the general populace tends to avoid looking at l logos or logic, and they end up just siding with ethos or people who they believe are credible. And those credible people are actually misusing their platform and position to, you know, fearmonger and just spread false statements and have them be believed by the masses. It's I mean, it's all very, I wouldn't say this is, I don't know, this is very just off-putting, this whole situation. You know, people first and foremost, the whole climate change thing, This is, I mean, it's gonna get worse because, if for those of you who don't know, the West Coast, does have other weather conditions to worry about, such as El Nino and El Niña. For those of you who don't know what that is, these are just earth science terms for certain weather phenomena that occur. So in El Nino, essentially, the warm currents from the Pacific Ocean end up traveling eastward, and they end up, those currents end up carrying air currents end up carrying lots of water vapor, and there's essentially very heavy rainfall on the west coast of the Americas, South America and North America. So this year in 2020, we're expected to have El Nino towards December and January, I think. So, that coupled with forest fires actually just makes things worse because in general what this whole the wildfires and El Nino will result in is the average temperature for the average temperature over of Earth to increase essentially because I mean I don't want to get it too deep into the environmental factors because the I mean understanding everything that goes on would require some background. But in general, what you would want to expect is that this wildfire season, coupled with other weather effects from the West Coast, would cause the global temperatures to rise, again, worsening the climate change problem. And, it gets worse. I don't think there's much to say about that.
And I kind of just want to mention one other thing. I think this is also indicative of a polarized atmosphere. Like, whatever happens, it doesn't matter. People will just blame the opposing side for whatever it is that happened, even though the two things have no relation. And that kind of ties back into what I said earlier, which is that people will believe whatever is comfortable, whatever they feel comfortable with. And therefore, they believe that, it was their maybe their political opponents who did it or whatever.
I mean, having considered all of that now, I think the best thing we can do is try and individually, first of all, reduce our emissions. We have to combat climate change, essentially, is what the solution for this is, right? So, to combat climate change, again, you can switch to sources of renewable energy for your vehicular transportation or for your house, use solar panels, reduce your water waste, try and buy energy efficient appliances, weatherize. There's different things you can do on an individual level, and there's different things that our governments have to take care of, not even can, they have to. So I would say petition or contact your representatives and ask them to fight for this cause if you want to see this get better. So, because we have to take actions on an international level to help prevent such, mega disasters. And that would require, first and foremost, an extremely large level of campaigning. So we have to start fighting now and continue fighting until we get this, because obviously this is going to take time to implement, to convince our representatives to actually fight for this. That'll involve lots of campaigning and protesting. But other than that, try and be try and have as little of a carbon footprint as you can individually. I don't think there is anything else we can say after that though. So before we leave off, there's a really quick word from our sponsors. So stay tuned for our next episode where we will discuss something new and break down everything for you. It would be appreciated if you guys could drop us a like and write us a review on your preferred platforms. Go check out our website for more information and check us out on Instagram. Share our podcast with your friends if you liked it. We're really grateful for those of you who've been tuned in so far, and we hope you guys can grow along with us on this journey wherever it takes us. And hit that outro!